The first thing you get is you get a moderate intensity solvent note, which is an acetate. It's in the acetate group, probably ethyl acetate. Could be a little bit of amyl acetate. The difference is ethyl is solventy, amyl is a little more banana-like.
I always get that, but I'm with you on the banana thing.
And then underneath that, you've got some other fruity notes that are part of that solventy, and they're citrus notes. And in this case, it's more like a lemon-lime than it is grapefruit or orange. Now, there also is a little bit of musty smell.
Okay.
Musty compounds are very aggressive, and it's probably the carrier of the liquid that's in here. But this kind of musty is not like the muddy riverbank that the person who wrote in.
It's not Susan's muddy riverbank.
This is more like a compound called methyl isoborneol, which is smells like dirt out on the sidewalk. It's a dry musty, not a wet muddy musty, and that has a little bit of this. There is a little bit of pungency here. There's also a little bit of cooling. We call that a nose fail. So as you're smelling this, it's almost as if you had some mint or menthol, some cooling in there. And then kind of if you wait a few minutes, you get a little bit of a cardboardy smell.
Yeah.
And cardboardy smells come from compounds in here that are oxidizing. They're getting old. So this has probably been around for a little while. And we can tell by picking up that little bit of cardboardy
smell.
That
is awesome. You must kill it at wine tastings. You probably just go in there and just blow everybody out of the water.